ICE is appealing orders that have stalled two detention centers planned in Pennsylvania. Part of the issue is water and sewage capacity. As the Pennsylvania Capital Star's Emily Brevity reports, ICE hasn't provided its plans to expand existing infrastructure and other details.
ICE wants to use water and sewage as permitted for the properties, which right now are empty warehouses. In March, the State Department of Environmental Protection rejected that request in lieu of detailed plans from ICE, including its proposal for expanding infrastructure. The site in Upper Bern Township, Berks County, would accommodate 1,500 people. The one in Tremont Township in Schuylkill County would ultimately have the capacity to process 7,500 people. With that and the associated workforce, the operation would likely more than triple the 4,000-person population currently connecting to the Tremont area's sewage system. ICE says the orders are preventing it from fully developing its plans and limiting on-site fire suppression and security personnel access to bathrooms and drinking water. In Philadelphia, I'm Emily Previty.
A suspect is in custody after a fatal hit-and-run accident over the weekend. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
Philadelphia Police Captain Timothy Steffen says a Good Samaritan tracked down the person accused of hitting a cyclist riding along Aramingo at Lehigh Avenue about 8 p.m. Sunday night.
The witness did track that vehicle that he saw leaving the scene, was able to get a plate on that vehicle, and tracked it to the area of Aramingo and Cambria inside the laundromat there. He called 911 from that location.
A 21-year-old driver was taken into custody and could face criminal charges since the bike rider was pronounced dead at the hospital. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A little dreary out there on this Monday. Sky is rather steely and gray, but it is warm. We are getting a preview of summer, and things are only warming up as we make our way through the week. Right now, 77 in Center City, Philadelphia. We are expecting to break 80 later on in the afternoon, mid-80s for Tuesday. And come Wednesday, we could be flirting with 90. It's WHYY.